Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of January 30th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. Well, as I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, it is 20 below in Hayward. That sound you hear in the background is the blower on the wood stove, and I'm sure as hell not going to turn it off. This cold snap is going to continue through Friday. Then we're looking at a brief warm-up Saturday through Tuesday, with temperatures in the 20s and even 30s during the day. That's going to feel balmy. Let's check in with our buddies at local bait shops and see how the ice is looking. Greg at Happy Hooker says, "Finally, some winter temperatures. We do hope this cold snap freezes the Quiet Lakes slush layer and builds more ice. The snow did a job of insulating the underlying slush layer, producing weak spots in the ice. Check spots even if you've been on them, and stay on packed, frozen snowmobile trails until you reach your fishing destination." Thanks, Greg. Jared over at Hayward Bait says, "Most lakes have a decent base of ice, but covered with snow and slush, the ice remains spotty. Even with this cold weather, it is unlikely the underlying slush will freeze as we would like, and most anglers are heading out on foot or on snowmobiles on marked trails." Cool, Jared. Thank you. The DNR is accepting nominations for the 2022 Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. This honor represents an outdoor tradition enjoyed responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Any hunter or non-hunter can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for his or her actions during any Wisconsin hunt during the 2022 calendar year. The deadline to submit your nomination is February 15th. For more information, search Ethical Hunter Award on the DNR's website. Let's get to the snowmobile ski trail report. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition with a base of 12 to 16 inches. Soft snow and slush present challenging conditions, and grooming crews have worked double time to get trails in shape. Crews have staked all the lake trails with the exception of Lake Hayward at this time. Lakes are rough and slushy, so ride with caution and stick to the marked trails. Cable area trails are open, cleared, rolled, groomed, and in excellent condition, base of 12 to 16 inches. Watch for signs for the Trail 4 reroute through Mason. Crews have staked the lake trails, but due to early snow, ice depths are variable, so use extreme caution. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, and in good to excellent condition with a base of 12 to 16 inches. Ride with caution. There might be limbs and branches along the trails. Stay on designated trails, and please be aware of any groomers out there. Clam Lake, Ashland County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition. They've got a base of 12 to 16 inches. Be alert for a few down trees and low-hanging branches. A one-mile segment of Trail 8 near Clam Lake shares Forest Road 336 with vehicle traffic. So if you're on that section of Trail 8, ride with caution and in the same direction as traffic at the posted speed. Russ County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. In Rusk, you can anticipate some heavy traffic given the lack of snow south of there. Some creek crossings might be rough as crews repack them after last week's warm spell. All trails are open except Trail 27 north of Cedar Lodge and Trail 99 north of Flambeau River Lodge. The Southeast Douglas County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition, and they've got a base of 20 to 30 inches. About 85% of Douglas County is open and in excellent riding condition. Make sure you thank any volunteers you pass on the trails. They're working very hard. Let's get to the fishing report. Walleye action is fair to good. Best success is coming in early morning and evening into after dark when fish are in shallow to feed. Walleye suckers and medium shiners on tip-ups, fatheads on dead sticks, jigging and flutter spoons, blade baits, and small finesse baits can all be effective on walleye. Northern pike fishing is good to very good. Fish are spread from shallow weeds, weed edges, flats, and bays, out to deeper drop-offs, shelves, and points, and, of course, wherever you find the little fish. Northern suckers and large shiners on tip-up set up over these areas are generating some very good northern action. Crappie anglers are doing well once they locate the fish in deep lake basins. You can plan to drill many holes and move with the schools for your best success. Crappie minnows, waxies, and plastics on tungsten jigs, small jigging wraps, jigging spoons, and rattle baits are all producing crappies. The bluegill fishing's good to very good. You'll find them around shallow to mid-depth weeds, brush, cribs, and other structure. Waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops are all effective. Perch are near the bottom in lake basins, and they're hitting small spoons tipped with minnow heads. Let's check a few dates here. Today, January 31st, is the closing date for Period 2 bobcat hunting and trapping and for squirrel season. Early catch and release trout season is going on right now and continues through May 5th. February 3rd is a full moon. February 4th is Flambeau River State Forest's Candlelight Ski and Hike. There's no fee for that. Find out more by calling them at 715-332-5271. Deerfoot Lodge is holding their 11th annual Freeze Your Buns Off Crappie Ice Fishing Tournament. If you want to know more, that's on February 4th and 5th. If you want to know more, call Deerfoot. 715-462-3328 is their number. Fox, coyote, and raccoon hunting and trapping seasons are closing on February 15th. And we got the big Berkey week coming up, February 22nd through the 26th. You can find out more by calling the Berkey office at 715-634-5025. If you want to know anything more about what's going on, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and click on events. You'll see pretty darn good calendar of events there. You can also call us down at the office. Kitty or I are available at 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce, or 715-634-4801 will get you Hayward Lakes. Well, bundle up, dress in layers, get out there and have some fun. Don't sit in the cabin. It's winter in Wisconsin.